The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Mothers and daughters have one of life's most special bonds. Along with the trying times, can be some of the most wonderful times. Welcome to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Your hosts are Elizabeth Lutz, Danielle Schoniker, and Melissa Schoniker. In the next hour, we will share some great tools with our listeners designed to help mothers and daughters grow into the honesty and openness of whom you truly are. Now, here's Elizabeth, Melissa, and Danielle.
Hello, and welcome to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. I'm your co-host, Elizabeth Lutz, and I'm joined by my two daughters and co-host, Danielle and Melissa.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! I was going to say that as well. So
I said it first.
I had already planned on saying that. Okay. Happy 2015!
Yeah.
New one.
Happy New Year and happy 2015. I was going to say that too. So today we're going to talk about cultivating courageous self-expression through creativity. So you want to say that one more time, Melissa?
Happy 2015?
No, the cultivating. What did you call that? The cultivating courageous self-expression through creativity.
Alliteration.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of alliteration.
Yeah.
Cultivating courageous self-expression through creativity.
Yes, and we have a special guest that's going to be joining us. So we chose this topic because oftentimes finding your voice and fully expressing yourself, you know, your authentic self, can seem a little scary or difficult. Yet, you know, once we allow ourselves to open our hearts and share what's within, you'll find that it wasn't as scary as you originally thought it was going to be. And so this week we thought we'd talk about the power of self-expression and the very important role that creativity takes in our lives. So I don't know if you guys have something you want to add about that. And what does self-expression mean to you?
You know, for me, self-expression is really just sharing my truth. And when I say that, when I say my truth, I mean just exactly what comes forward, what is within me, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, without the need to feel like I need to censor myself. You know, very often in life, and I had and still some occasionally have this habit of censoring based on who I think is listening or perceiving me or in what way. But for me, authentic self-expression really is just expressing what's present for me without the need to censor or filter.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, you hit the nail on the head there. It's about being willing to just be open and honest with, you know, what's happening inside of you, what's going on, your thoughts and feelings. And, you know, just as a little note on that, what I was going to say is one of the things self-expression to me is to really, is for me to be clear on, like, what I really mean. Like, oftentimes in the past, I would do things like where somebody would ask me to do something and I would say, oh, yeah, but then I wouldn't actually want to do it. And then I would begrudgingly do it, or I would end up, like, later on being like, well, you know how I said yes? I didn't actually mean yes, you know? So, like, to me, it's stepping into that knowing and willingness to just share in the very beginning, you know? Like, no, I don't really feel like doing that. I'm, you know, you might want to ask somebody else.
Yeah, I really like that because you're actually making a decision for yourself, not for the other person, not for, you know, like, yes, I'm doing this to help you out, even though it will be burdensome to me.
No. Yeah, and it kind of goes along with what you're saying about how, you know, showing up as a different person in front of, depending on who your audience is, mm-hmm. or like sharing in a different format depending on who your audience is.
Yeah.
It's really about just showing up how you are,
yes,
all of the time.
And self-expression to me in communication is always, you know, very important because you want to express your authenticity. But how do you think it changes when you're like, using creativity as a form of self-expression?
I think creativity, well, I think one of the things too, like with self-expression, it's like with anything, it gets easier the more you practice it. It's like for me, with the example I was sharing before, it wasn't easy to begin with to say no from the beginning and to be like, you know, actually, I appreciate you asking me, but I actually can't do that for you, you know? And it's like the first time it was like, oh, I don't know. Like, can I really say no? Like,
no.
And then, you know, after a while, it was like, you know, it became second nature. Not that I say no all of the time, but like,
first nature. You know,
but, you know, and it's like creativity plays such a perfect role in that because it allows you kind of like a safe environment to practice that voice and to express your feelings and to become clear on what is happening inside of you and how you are feeling.
Yeah. No, I totally hear you. The funny thing is when Mom asked that question is I just thought back to my nights and, you know, I have a son at home and so I don't have a lot of time to work out. So what I've been doing recently, and this is kind of embarrassing, but is just putting on Christmas lights and dancing to music for like a half an hour to an hour. And for me, that's really a way to express myself. And I remember when I first started doing it, I was like, you know, kind of doing the side to side sway. And I'm like, who is seeing me? Who am I embarrassed to see me? I'm embarrassed to share that now. So please nobody come to my house between 7 and 8 o'clock at night. But
yeah, give them the specifics. Yes. If you don't want them to come to your house. No. That works.
I am smart enough to close my windows, not have the music on too loud. But no, it's kind of like, to me, it really, I had to work up to that where I was like open to be like, yeah, I'm feeling this crazy dance move. I'm going to try it. You know, I'm not embarrassed. Sometimes I still am. I'm working on it. But yeah. It really was.
Yeah, I did that for one of my, I wanted to challenge myself.
At 7 at night?
I did a hip-hop class.
Oh, yes.
I took a hip-hop class, and that is so outside my norm. Yeah. Because I when I dance, I dance like Ellen on Seinfeld, you know, I just kind of kick my feet or do whatever. So I thought, I'm taking a hip-hop class. And so I took the hip-hop class, and oh my God, for the first two or three classes, I was way out of my comfort zone, way, way out of my comfort zone.
But yeah. you were there, I was there, but you did it 100%. You're like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it well, and you did. You're right there with the rest of the class.
Yeah. But it was way out of my comfort zone. And well, then they had mirrors everywhere. Just like, so oh watch. My God, half the time I just closed my eyes and then I'm like, oh, I have to watch the teacher, you know?
And then they had 4-year-olds that like knew the whole routine.
Oh man, and they did so much better.
Because they're not concerned with self-expression.
Exactly.
It's like they could care less what you think of them. They're not thinking about what you're gonna say about them. They're just authentically just doing whatever feels good.
Yeah. That is an amazing point. Because if you think about it, like, these kids had so much fun, and they were just moving and grooving, and when, like, you know, a inspiration hit them to do something different than the teacher wasn't doing, they didn't care. It really is. They were so authentic, and you could really see it being in a joyful an experience for them, a joyful experience.
And, you know, I remember they had like a dance-off between the young kids and the older students. And the young kids did not follow what the teacher said at all. They were just doing their own thing. But they had this joy about
yes.
them and this aliveness. And then the older people, we all got up there and we're like dancing. We're following exactly what we were told to do. But the joy wasn't as prevalent, I didn't think. I was laughing at myself, so the joy came from that place, but it was interesting to see.
You know, interestingly, in when I experienced that, I remember thinking to myself, I have to do it right, I have to do it right, I have to do it right. And I really think that kind of gets in the way of being, you know, self-expression, of being truly authentic, of thinking that it needs to look a certain way.
Oh, totally. And it's like just sharing authentically. It's like, well, I have to say this right because I want to make sure this person knows that I mean this. And, you know, like said, like you, it's like an idea of having control over how you're going to be received which is totally false, because I have no control over what you're going to think of what I have to say, or
no,
what
you
you're going to think of how I dance, which is the shopping cart and the sprinkler.
I think they're awesome.
Sometimes the lawnmower.
That is a classic. I do love those. Are good dance moves, though.
Yeah, right? Okay, right? Or like it. I don't know if that's necessarily authentic, because I didn't create them.
Are you joyful when you do the shopping cart?
Heck yeah,
then it's authentic.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like your painting. You just recently took a painting class, and I was amazed with what you painted.
Oh, my God. It is amazing. I did this thing, and they're all around now. They're called paint nights, and it's amazing because everybody paints the same painting, but at the end of the night, you look around, and it's like everybody's canvas is different. Nobody's canvas looks the same, and it doesn't even look like, I mean, it all sort of looks like what we're all going for, and it's like every single person's is beautiful. It was so funny too, because when I first did it, I looked at my painting and I was like looking at all the everybody else's, and I was like, my painting sucks compared to everybody else's. Like, it was like, oh, I'm just horrible. And then the more I let go of comparing it to other people's and just looked at mine, I was like, hey, it kind of reminds me of Dr. Seuss, and I really like that about it, and I like this about it, and this, I painted this, like, this came from me, and it was like, once I accepted what I put down on paper and, like, my expression, then I could move into, like, the joy and love for my painting and just for the act of painting.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that forward, because one of my favorite quotes, and I don't know who says it, and I have to look it up, but it's, comparison is the thief of joy. And it really is. If you're constantly comparing, then you're never going to just be in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's what it really is all about, is being in the moment, expressing what's coming forward for you in that moment, you know,
yeah.
Without worrying about past, present, or I guess present, you're in the now, but without worry.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about our guest for tonight's show. We are welcoming a very special guest, Helen Bradley.
Yay!
And she's a certified expressive art facilitator. And we were just talking about painting, so I thought it was a great time to just fill our audience in on who was coming after the break. And she's a professional creativity coach, and she's also our dear friend. And Helen will be sharing with us her experience of developing her own self-expressive muscle, as well as tips on how we can kind of develop ours along with her. So we are looking forward to introducing Helen when we get back from the break.
Yeah, when we get back from the break, we'll actually discuss what a certified expressive art facilitator actually does and what it looks like, you know, in relation to Helen and what she does. And then also tips on developing your own self-expression, because it is, like, you know, Mom said, and Helen will go ahead and reiterate, it really is a muscle. It takes practice, and anyone can do it, but it, you know, it's that first step.
Yep.
So we'll be right back with Helen.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself, so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? HeartCenteredListening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. I'm Melissa, and I am joined by my co-hosts, Danielle and Elizabeth, my sister and my mother. And we are also going to be joined shortly here by our good friend, Helen Bradley. And our topic this week and what we were talking about before the break is self-expression and how creativity can really serve to help us, you know, cultivate that muscle and make it easier for us to feel able to fully express ourselves. And Helen's going to be with us to share a little bit about that and her experience of it.
Hi, Helen. Are you there?
Hi. I'm so excited to be with you guys.
Oh, well, it's great to have you.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
I thought
Helen was going to say yes.
Right.
Very, very excited. Maybe she'll think it's exciting in a couple minutes.
So, Helen, first off, I'm just going to ask you, I think our listeners may be curious. Could you tell us a little bit about what a certified expressive art facilitator is or what they do?
Well, let me just tell you a bit about expressive art and what that is. Expressive art is a form of authentic self-expression, which you guys have been talking about. And it's not a technique that you learn with your mind, so the result will be like art, but it's a more joyful process and exploration of your inner self through spontaneous art making. And what I do as an expressive art facilitator is I have workshops to where that's what we go into. We actually use the art in a way to explore our own self and through the art making. So it takes a person out of their mind and into their body. And through that process, you can actually start to release blocks that have been in your way or challenges because you kind of get inside yourself. And we have a process where we listen to the art.
Okay, so it's not at all like what I did with my painting class where it's like you have something and then you copy it and you paint that, or like you have like a still life that everyone has, like that everyone paints.
Yeah, in a regular art class or an art class like what you went to, you're focused on a final product and you're learning a technique to get there, i.e. drawing, painting, you know, and those are all great, and I personally love to go and learn technique. But involving myself in expressive art, what that assisted me in doing is freeing my critical mind and assisted me greatly when I do go into something like those classes, the regular art classes. In my studio, what we do is if I do show a technique, the technique is so the participant or the client can actually honor the art piece that they're working on and what that art piece wants from them. So they're in relationship with the art. There's a relationship going.
And how do you kind of tease out what's internal?
Well, what happens is we actually give the art piece, and it could be painting, it could be, we use all different sorts of art making. And we actually give that piece of art its own voice, separate from ours. And you'll often hear me say in the studio, how can I be of service to that particular art piece? What does it need from me? Not what I want it to look like, but what does it need from me? And so you kind of let go of what you want and go into a service mode with your art piece. And in that way, you're in relationship. And then after you're done with the art piece, we go into a dialoguing with a particular art and ask the art who it is and what it has to share with you and how is it of service to you. And it actually gets to a very deep place because you get to find areas of yourself that you may have not been conscious of before.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Amazing.
So like you talked earlier about blocks, you might not consciously be aware of your blocks and things like that. Are there other ways that this can assist in your transformation of your life? I mean, besides like blocks, creative blocks, I can understand those being coming up with your artwork. Is there, could you give us examples of other things that may come up and transformations from other people?
Sure. I mean, anything that a person wants to manifest more in their life, you know, we'll go into expansion, we'll go into doable next actions, into relationship challenges, into expanding, you know, into what their life's work is. And we'll take that directly into art making. And it has, we'll use the art, and it can be a vehicle to tap into areas of the consciousness. And then we come back through that. Does that make sense?
Well, so are you saying, like, if I maybe, you know, came to one of your classes and I was experiencing a challenge in some area of my life, or like I was at a crossroads, like I was given, you know, like two choices and I wasn't sure which choice to make, then I could bring that to your art class and maybe allow the art and what I was doing to help guide me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
To me it sounds kind of I perceive it as a different way, because so often in life people approach things mentally, like, how can I solve this, very mindful, and it sounds to me like it kind of takes the mind out of it.
It totally takes the mind out of it. In fact, I have people go into their body, and where do they feel it in their body? So we kind of leave the mind at rest in a way, you know, and go into where do you feel that challenge or that expansion in your body, and allow that to come through and go into the art.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's wonderful that you mentioned that, because I was going to say that a little bit in the beginning. Is part of what I view as self-expression in another way is how, like, our bodies are all of the time expressing ourselves to us, like, and how they are always communicating to us things that we might not necessarily even know on a conscious level.
Mm-hmm,
I'm imagining that this can even open that door of, like, communication between, like, your conscious mind and what your body has to
and
share.
It actually assists you in starting to listen to that intuitive, to that gut feeling inside, to that still small voice within. You know, so you're starting to exercise that muscle of that deep listening within.
I could use some of that.
Me too.
I'm working on it, but I could use some more.
I was just wondering, like, I wonder what my body would have to say to me.
Yeah.
I guess.
We'll come over and we'll play. and that's the other thing. Really, it's play. You know, it's like, it is transformational, but it's in a way of playing. And that's what creative expression is. You know, it brings forward that playful part within, even though we may be working with something that's deep within.
Yes. And I asked the girls earlier, you know, about self-expression and why they thought it was important. So Helen, you know, why is this play and this self-expression important?
Oh, well, we take life so seriously, you know, and the stress and the worry and the concern that our lively hood could have, you know, it's like getting back to that playful spirit. Pablo Picasso says, I love this quote, so I'm going to find it. Every child is an artist, but the problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. You know, and to me, that's the whole premise around why I do the work that I do with adults, is to get back to that playful, that life, that energy, that vitality that lives within us, and let it free, you know, and get out of the seriousness. Folks will come to my studio exhausted in the evening, and they leave with energy of a 5-year-old, you know, because they got to play with glitter and do some fun stuff and transform along the way.
Who doesn't like glitter and transformation?
It's one of the main components.
Right. So, Helen, can you share some examples of the actual types of growth you've seen?
Yeah, I can. I mean, I've seen people blossom, which, you know, that's why I do this work. I mean, I am so internally grateful to be able to witness and to be present and to facilitate. Because I just watch people blossom. Do you know? It's like I said, they'll come into my workshop or a bit exhausted and leave with a huge smile on their face, you know, and how fulfilling is that? But I've also seen people who have taken Artist's Way, which is one of the workshops that I do, and they have taken off in their own art world because they've freed up enough that unwritten rule that they've had before of what it should look like. It's like they've had enough experience through playing and through playing with materials that they've allowed themselves to do their own art without restrictions and are painting daily. And a lot of the folks in my workshops have even had their own art shows, which had been like, you know, really me, you know, so that's kind of cool. And then I've had people change careers. And I have to say I've had a couple of people get pregnant during Artist's Way, you know, which that in itself.
Wait, what kind of workshop is this?
Well, not in the workshop. But in their
Thank you for clarifying that.
And then some have written their own books. And in relationships, you know, they've either left a relationship that wasn't working for them or have gotten into a relationship of their dreams. So a lot of people come into the work that I do with major life changes. And basically what I've witnessed is people are just happier and healthier in their life, you know, and I have a lot of repeating customers, so I think they like to play, basically.
It could be the glitter.
Yeah.
The glitter.
Well, to me, it sounds like you're actually providing an opportunity for people to connect with a part of themselves that they don't allow.
Exactly. It's that part that we've go, oh, I don't have enough time for, or, you know, I need to work, or, you know, that's an extracurricular activity, which, you know, if we go back to why self-expression, it's like breathing. It's necessary. It's a necessary component in our life.
Yeah, I definitely. I mean, as I've cultivated it and stuff like that, I notice myself, I just feel a lot better in general overall when I'm more expressive.
Oh, yeah.
For
and
sure.
And just everything that you're sharing, you know, I'm picturing everyone in your workshops as like those little kids who were dancing. And it's like really ultimately, what do I think would be more fun? Is to be that little kid dancing or to be part of the adults who are constantly asking, you know, am I doing this right?
Right, right. Well, let's take a break right here. And Helen, this has been so much fun. We're going to take another break. But before we go, I'd like to invite the listeners to join in our conversations, whether you want to call in, give us an email, leave any questions or comments. Our email address is info@heartcenteredlistening.com. You can also find us at Heart Centered Listening on Facebook. And this is Danielle, Elizabeth, and Melissa, and we'll be back to you shortly to continue our discussion about creative self-expression with Helen Bradley.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
How do you achieve balance in your life? Is it when everything runs in perfect alignment with each other? Time, money, and life? You can keep everything in nearly perfect balance. Listen for Be Mighty with K.D. Marley, which is made up of two people, K.Mar and D. Lee. The hosts have worked with small business owners to find the best and most systematic way of tracking both time and money in order to achieve work-life balance to their advantage. The show can help you, too. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? Heartcenteredlistening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. My name is Melissa, and I'm your co-host, joined by my other two co-hosts, my sister Danielle and my mother Elizabeth. And this week, we are also joined by Helen Bradley, and she is a creative art facilitator, and she runs lots of workshops and many other sorts of things just to help support people in flexing that creativity bone and or muscle, and, you know, in service to cultivating our ability to express ourselves. And I know we all have lots more questions for you, Helen. So did you want to start?
I want to go.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Go ahead, sure.
So we are we talk about communication and how that, you know, is such an important part. And I know, Helen, that you've had a lot of people attend workshops together. And I was wondering if you'd just like to speak to that. How do relationships change? How does communication evolve when people actually attend your workshops?
Well, you know, the most endearing observation that I had of that was I've done a few mother-daughter or mother-child workshops. My studio's not really built for young children, but school-age children is okay, you know, or teenage. And what happened is, what I've noticed is when we use art making the way that we do in the studio with expressive art, we do something called feedback methods that, let me just back up a minute, you know, that I learned through my training with Pamela Underwood called expressive art feedback. And for me, the most profound times in the studio have been when we've entered into this kind of feedback, because it really teaches individuals to talk about their experience, not directly to the person, but about their experience of their artwork, or how does that artwork make them feel, or what does it remind them of, or, you know, how does it make them move, or what sound does it generate from that. And what's happened with that is the sharings have gotten to a deep personal level about their art, and what I believe is it's taken it off of the person, because sometimes the person in a relationship, there's history and the rights or the wrongs or the behaviors. And the art has given a vehicle to express themselves honestly with. And some bonds have been formed in that way.
Yeah, I'm like picturing it, you know, like somebody saying, you know, I feel upset because, and then the other person may be going into like, oh, I know why you're upset. You're always like this. But instead, in this form, it's kind of like, well, I'm like, this came through in my painting, and you can see here, and then it becomes more about like the actual feelings and thoughts, and not like all of the backstory of what happened before.
Exactly, exactly. And in fact, before we even start, we set up very clear guidelines that I've learned, you know, and that what that does is that creates a sacred a container, a circle, and gives permission for that honesty and that revealing oneself to come forward without the dialogue that can usually happen in a family or in a relationship. And the art itself becomes a safe container. Do you know? So it's like we build this container for that kind of communication to happen.
That sounds amazing.
It is amazing. I took one of Helen's courses in the Artist's Way, and it was spectacular. And I just so enjoyed it. And Helen, we've been talking a lot about painting, but I know that you use other mediums. So do you want to explain to our listeners like what other kinds of mediums you use in your studio?
Yeah, it's not all about the paint, but paint is a big part in my personal studio. But expressive art is intermodal, and what that means is we use different modalities. Say, visual art, which could be painting, collage, clay, all sorts of visual art. And then we also use movement, including dance, poetry, writing, sound, and theater. And sometimes we use all of those in one session. And what that does is it gives the creator different ways of self-expression and to see art making or see their expression in different ways. And it also creates a safe way to start to take a risk outside of the comfort zone.
Yeah, I love, I mean, I like, the comfort zone is called the comfort zone for a reason, you know, because people, and so I really, it is like, it's kind of, to me, I just envision like a gentle teasing of someone coming out of the comfort zone, because it is, you know, you want to stay there, it's warm, it's like, you know, cold
enticing.
Day with a blanket, yeah, or enticing, yeah,
well,
yeah, but I'm, just gently, you know, and well, naturally.
Well, there's a difference between doing a trapeze, you know, with no net and doing trapeze with a net, you know? So it's like, I feel like this kind of like, it allows you a net of like, it's okay to.
I don't know if I'd do a trapeze either way. but that's just
is that
me.
Too far out of your comfort
zone? It might be.
Well, she
skydives,
but trapeze isn't, you know. I don't get that.
But so, Helen, you've brought up a lot about, you know, individual growth in your workshops and such like that. And I also know that you've worked with, like, a large number of companies like Disney. And I just wonder, you know, what kind of work do you do with them, and why do these big companies reach out to you?
Well, in a big company, it's no different than anybody else, you know, but especially in a corporation, there's competition, there's all sorts of things that are going on, you know, and even in a creative company, there needs to be an outlet. There needs to be a creative space that or a safe place for people to express in that they may not be able to express in their particular job. It's like, what happens is it's like teaching them the feedback methods in this group creates a way for them to go back into their groups, into their environment, and communicate in a different way. And they're also, you know, they have this safe place to express in that they may not have in their particular job.
Do they find that it helps? That it helps with, you know, like forward thinking of, for the company in general as well?
Yes, very much so. You know, the last Artist's Way that I did, I had both CEOs in the group and their co-partners, and we created a safe enough space to where that communication could happen, and then they did take that back into their work.
Yeah, I mean, I just find that so amazing that it's like, it's not just something, it's, I mean, like, it really is something, like, creativity really can help propel people forward and move forward and allow for that space of self-expression.
I love that big companies are starting to realize how important it is. I know that Whole Foods does a lot of stuff like that as well. But.
And I remember being in the corporate world, and we would do these team building things, and a lot of them were kind of based on play, because it's like Helen said, there's so much seriousness all the time that we'd have to do like a retreat type thing, and then we'd all kind of get together and play. We'd do like silly things, but I couldn't imagine, you know, going in and having a group at the corporation, you know, and painting together and playing together. It seems like it would go a long ways for team building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very much so. Take away the seriousness and the right or wrong and coming in. And what that does is it also builds community.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of, and that's just a different variation of what we were talking about with, you know, with relationships, like mother-daughter and spousal relationships.
And a shared experience.
Yeah. You know, Helen, we've had so much fun talking to you so far, and I'm just really curious. I mean, we've talked about a lot about workshops and things that you do in your workshops, but I really want to know, you know, for our listeners, is there anything that they can go out and start today, like that they can do right now that can help facilitate building this ability to be creative and to stretch these self-expressive muscles?
To me, the very first thing to do is to get rid of your unwritten rules. You know, it's like to lay those down. And the other thing is to believe that you're creative, because everyone's creative, regardless of any experience or training that you had. You know, we were born creative. And creativity is everywhere. You know, it's like a lot of times in Artist's Way, we take artist dates. And for me, what an artist date does is it invites that part of you in for you to start to explore what makes you sing inside, what makes you light up inside, what makes you go, oh, you know, and that could be as simple as just sitting underneath a tree and taking some time and looking at the beauty of that tree and really getting to see it. It doesn't really have to do with, it can, you know, building things or painting things or creating with your hands, but it's also looking and viewing the creativity in our world.
Okay, yeah. Well, what about, like, you know, like I have a couple of blank canvases at my house and some paint, and you know, I find it kind of intimidating, you know, to get started. So do you have any words of encouragement, you know, for people that have that that desire, but they just don't know how to get started?
Yes, I do. So what I would invite you to do is close your eyes and find a place inside of you, you know, that where you feel your body sensation, where you feel maybe the level of tenseness about painting even, and ask that place if it has a movement or a sound, and allow that to come through your body into your hands and into the brush and into the canvas with your eyes closed.
Hmm. And I kind of wish I had a canvas right now.
Do what?
I kind of wish I had a canvas right now. I'm really getting into the moment listening to you. What does my body have to say right now?
Yeah, we all had our eyes closed.
It's easy once you just let go of what you think it needs to look like and allow it to come through you, rather than trying to make it happen.
I guess that also probably gets easier with practice.
Yes.
It's growing a muscle. It's that creative muscle. It's showing up. I mean, I have to trick myself, you know, I have a studio like, you know, about 10 feet away from my house, and I need to trick myself to go into it on a daily, on an ongoing basis. And it's creating that muscle of showing up. And as much as you can create that muscle to show up, then the creative genius will start to come through.
I think everyone can appreciate that it can be difficult. And so I just really appreciate you sharing ways that we can, you know, make it easier for ourselves, I guess, people that aren't really used to it. And it's nice to know that even though you do it all the time, you still experience that yourself.
One thing that helped me.
I think any artist or any creative person does. We have to trick ourselves and keep working that muscle.
Yes. And you know, what and I find helpful.
It doesn't really have to do with expensive art materials, crayons, or even going outside and building a mandala with leaves. Or, you know, it's like there's so many ways to invoke that creative energy.
Yeah, you can use anything. But we're gonna pause right there. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Helen, and then we'll also move into our segment called One Question, Three Responses. This is Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Remember, if you'd like us to respond to your personal questions, just email us at info@heartcenteredlistening.com. We will be right back.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? Heartcenteredlistening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship.
Welcome back. I'm Elizabeth, along with Danielle and Melissa, and this is Communicating from the Heart. And we were just wrapping up our conversation with Helen Bradley. But before we say goodbye to our guest, I really want to thank you, first of all, Helen, for joining us. It was such a delightful conversation. But I'd love for you to tell the listeners about your upcoming workshops and how they can contact you if they're interested in attending.
I'd love to do that. The workshops that I do are just so precious to me. In fact, I have an introductory class tomorrow in the morning and in the evening called Intuitive Collage, Freedom from the Critical Mind, Freedom from the Ties of the Critical Mind. And this is a signature class that Pamela Underwood has taught me how to do. And basically, this is going to assist people in moving into that still small voice and going past the critical mind. So I do have a few more spaces left. And if you want to join us tomorrow from either 11 to 2 p.m. or from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., just give me a call at 818-654-6957 or email me at playfulartstudio@gmail.com. But then I also have the Artist Way starting on January 21st on Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or evening, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and that is a 10-week course. And if you want more information or want to talk to me about it and see if it's the next step for you, just give me a call, again, at 818-654-6957. I'll be happy to have an in-depth conversation with you.
And I feel it's important to note here that this is in the Los Angeles area for anyone listening in other states.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're listening in Canada,
buying a plane ticket and coming on out here, great. But, so, again, yeah, it's been so much fun having you on the show, Helen. And before we say goodbye, do you have any parting words for our listeners or any words of encouragement?
You know, my
my, I guess what it is I love doing this work, and I love assisting others in breaking free. And that, for me, it's just do anything that assists the inside of you, that part of you that just really wants to play and wants to come forward. Allow it to have its space to create and to find things, glitter or whatever it is that makes that place inside of you sing and come alive. You know, and one of my favorite quotes from Pablo Picasso is, art washes from the soul the dust of everyday life. Mm-hmm. And I've just seen that happen over and over again.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. It is a beautiful class. I feel like it happened to me. Got some of that dust out of that.
Well, thanks again, Helen.
Thank you, Helen.
We're going to move into our one question, three responses. What's our question for the week?
Okay. All right. This question is from Frances, 37, from Georgia. And her question is, I feel like my daughters are always conspiring against me. I say one thing and they get together and find some clever way to undermine me without really breaking the rules. What do I do to get them to listen to me?
Are you sure this is from Frances?
I was going to say, I know firsthand of what she speaks about.
Well, I guess I'll go first. Gosh, I have so been on the other end of that, the conspirator, with or without Melissa sometimes. And, you know, I just really want to say is, I think one thing to remember is not to take it personally. Like, when Melissa and I mean, how do I put this? Even when I was 20, I was still felt young. I still would conspire. I would still try and get past things. Like, it was just, it's what kids do. It's what I did. And it wasn't out of spite. It wasn't out of, you know, I'll show my mom wrong. It was more like, well, I'm a kid. I'm just going to do kid things. And so I just really encourage you not to take it personally, not to be like, oh, my kids don't like me because they try and do this. It's just, it's like, teachers, you know, I had a lot of respect for a lot of teachers, but when I had a chance to skip class, would I do it? Yeah, I would. Like, I mean, no, Mom.
I
would.
I don't remember that.
So it's really, it has nothing to do with my teachers. Yes, I was.
She actually told me before that she was going to use us as an example, but it's not really true.
Yeah, I totally made it up. Wink, wink. But also, One thing that really helped in my experience with Mom is that if it was something that was very important and she would like to maybe tell me why not, or you know, she would sit me down and really explain why it was important to her. And maybe sometimes share her experience of why it was so important, just to give me a little more context. Because so often as a kid, or a young adult not experiencing things, you don't know until you experience it. And so not having that context, it really did help her to explain the reasons behind it.
Yeah, like, and one of the things that I was going to say is it's always a good idea to make sure that they did hear what you're saying. Like, if you say things like without really breaking the rules, it might be helpful to be clear, you know, like when you say, I would like it this way or this way and this way, to afterwards ask, say, you know, what did you hear me say? So mm-hmm. then everybody has a better chance of being clear.
And there's no room for miscommunication.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, with you two, I was just happy when you were conspiring because at least you were getting along. Yeah. So it's a different story. I'm like, wow, finally, they're friends.
Touche. We should have done more stuff.
Yeah. I was also going to say something like that. Like, look on the bright side. At least they're not fighting each other.
Yeah. They're working together.
Yes. Even though they're working together to, you know, and I would also just like to talk about what Danielle said about the communication, just to sit them down and give them a little bit more context. Because sometimes when they really have the whole story, you know, kids are smart too, and they know you're doing the best job you can do. You know, they know you're being a great mom and you're doing things for them. So if you sit them down and kind of just explain to them, you know, why these rules are in place and how it helps the family function better. Oftentimes, kids are smart, and they'll get that.
Yeah. And I feel like if at any time anyone's ever upset, it's also a good idea to look at how, is there any way that you feel like you're not listening, or, you know, like to always go back to yourself and see if there's a way that this might be a projection. I know we've spoken about that before.
Like, are you breaking your own rules?
Yeah.
In a way.
Or maybe the rules aren't clear enough to begin with. You know, there's not enough clarity, so you can look at that as well.
And I just say, hey, there's plenty more opportunities, I'm sure, for you to practice and get it clear across. But this has been just a great show. We loved having Helen Hahn. It was amazing. It's time to wrap up here.
Yep, and next week, please join us again next week, Tuesday at 5 o'clock, where we'll be talking about one of my favorite topics, acceptance. Mm-hmm.
And this is your ever-appreciative co-host, Elizabeth Danielle Melissa, and we look forward to talking with you again next week at 5 o'clock. Have a safe and great week, and remember, you can have the relationship you've always wanted.
Thank you for joining us this week on Communicating from the Heart. Please tune in for another edition with mother-daughter hosts Elizabeth Lutz, Danielle Schoniker, and Melissa Schoniker next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We can't wait to share more with you next week.